Digital Europe, bringing the continent's tech scene to your ears.
Now, this week sees the proper launch of Email Made in Germany. It's a joint initiative from Deutsche Telekom, that's Germany's largest telco, and United Internet, which hosts GMX and web.de, the email services there. And Freenet is also involved. The idea is to relocate all user data to servers based in Germany. The initiative also makes the common standard SSL encryption mandatory now. T-Online, WebDE and GMX account holders have had since last August to change their security settings if they access their email via software such as Outlook. Services that haven't been updated are being switched off now. Marcus Costello has this report.
When Edward Snowden revealed the NSA internet surveillance scandal last year, the shockwaves were felt around the world, especially here in Germany. Germany has some of the tightest privacy laws there are, but even so, then Interior Minister Hans-Peter Friedrich said, whoever fears their communication is being intercepted in any way should use services that don't go through American servers. Okay, American servers host nearly everything everyone does online, Germans included. But when it comes to email, Germans choose German accounts. Deutsche Telekom, the host for T-Online, and United Internet, the host for web.de and GMX, together have two-thirds market share. The two companies saw an opportunity, and their joint initiative, Email Made in Germany, was born. This is Stephanie Grunkindl, product manager for T-Online Email, explaining how it works.
The first point is that we guarantee data storage in Germany concerning to the very, very strict German data privacy laws. Moreover, we ensure the complete encryption of the email communication. And we also provide transparency because we show our customers which email addresses are secure to communicate with.
To summarize, one, secure sockets layer encryption, SSL, for emails sent between German email accounts. Two, all servers to be located within Germany. And three, the possibility to see whether the person you're emailing also has SSL encryption. But given that we now know the NSA can intercept and decipher SSL, why then is Email Made in Germany based on this technology?
SSL encryption is the common security standard, and we have offered this standard for years, but it was optional for our customers to use. What we have changed now is that we have made it mandatory.
SSL is, as Grunkindl says, common. But is it the best? Deutsche Telekom and United Internet also offer Dmail, an encryption service that's considered superior to SSL. Dmail allows German users to link their email accounts to their national identification cards. This means their email has the same legal protection as postal mail. So why bother with SSL or Email Made in Germany when web-based email is already automatically SSL encrypted? You could just use that. Or perhaps there's better options. Matthias Wübeling is with the Cyber Defense Department at the Fraunhofer Institute.
From my point of view, the gold standard of email encryption is end-to-end security. So having an email encrypted on your own computer and having it decrypted on the computer of the recipient. And not like somehow the email where the email is encrypted on its way from your computer to the recipient's computer.
Michael Meyer, professor of internet security at the University of Bonn, agrees. He thinks the way forward is an open source tool called PGP, Pretty Good Protection.
It's actually a program which you can download from the internet for no cost. It's open source and supports a lot of different cryptographic mechanisms which one can use.
While the US technology company Apple has used a form of end-to-end encryption in its consumer products, Google and Yahoo, two of the biggest web-based email providers, may be less willing to follow. They are, among other things, marketing companies, and the words in your emails can be used to target advertising at you. It's data to which the NSA and other national security agencies want access. German users know and fear this, and you could say that Email Made in Germany plays on these very fears on a commercial level as well as a government level. Let's not forget Germany's history of state surveillance under the Nazis and under the former East Germany. But then email made in Germany could simply be a useful tool for Germans who'd rather not use services based in America, where the line between commercial and government snooping is perhaps less clear than here in Germany. In 2010, a German federal court ruled it unconstitutional for German companies to store user data. This goes some way to prevent a PRISM-like scandal in Germany. But that won't have allayed all fears. Germans haven't forgotten the Deutsche Telekom eavesdropping controversy of 2008, in which the company itself was alleged to have eavesdropped on Telekom staff and journalists.
Marcus Costello with that report there.